For the next 4 weeks, I'm going to be paying tribute to four of the greatest trumpet players in jazz history. The first one starts on Friday, March 7th. That's the great Dizzy Gillespie. Next one will be a week later, Friday, March 14th. And that's going to be Clark Terry, who played with Duke Ellington Orchestra. And I'll be playing only flugelhorn for that, actually. And then week three will be the great Freddie Hubbard, one of my biggest influences. That's Friday, March 21st. And then the very last one is my biggest influence, who you can see on the back wall behind me, is the great Miles Davis. And that'll be Friday, March 28th. And we're looking at not just the way they play, but their influences on Black American music. The through line is really me, because these are four of the greatest influences in my world. Context is Frank Francis's new venue. And Frank Francis was the owner of the Train Studio, and I came up in the Train Studio. I mean, Frank gave me so much opportunity to incubate on his stage. So Frank has been such a big part of my own lineage and development over the years. So it's just fitting that this happened there. Context just feels exactly right. And I love the smallness of the space because it's intimate. And I've toured with some really big names over the years, like Jay-Z and Kanye, and the smallness of Context means you're really close to your audience, and I like that intimacy. You don't have that kind of intimacy when you're playing stadiums. I'm hoping when audiences leave this show at the end of the series that they will have taken away a deeper appreciation of these four incredible trumpet players and these incredible Toronto musicians that are backing them, because I handpicked every band. These are some of the top tier cats in the scene. It's an intergenerational crew. There's older veterans that have been around and award-winning, Juno's dripping off them. And then there's a 19-year-old kid in week three playing upright bass. And that's something Miles used to do a lot of, right? Like Tony Williams and Herbie were very, very young when they played with Miles. So trying to follow in the footsteps of the forefathers in that sense. For the next four Fridays, Brown Man Alley in Context.